Will you pray with me, please? God of grace and mercy, help us to know that we are Christians by our love. Help others to know, because we love you, that we are followers of Christ. Amen. In the scripture from Luke that we heard today, we hear these four blessings and four woes. This scripture is one of the two passages known as the Beatitudes, and the other one is much more well known, probably because it's not followed with the woes. When you hear the Beatitudes, you usually think of all of the blessings, but maybe not so much these little admonishments that come. What this passage tells us is to look toward God in hard times and in struggle. In some ways, one could imagine that it sanctifies the struggle, maybe glorifies the struggle a little bit that all of us face as human beings. And that's a little bit confusing. But you know, Jesus loves to turn things upside down, loves to mix things up in the Gospels, and give us a new way of looking at power dynamics, a new role reversal, which is kind of the earmark of Jesus' teaching. So the good news is good, but it's also confusing. The text says, if you are weeping now, you will rejoice. If you're hated now, you will eventually be surrounded by love. You are to celebrate because your reward will be great. And it is All Saints Day. As I explained in the kids' message, when we celebrate All Saints Day, we talk about the people who are saints to us. And sometimes those saints have died. Sometimes they are still living. Our founder of MCC, Troy Perry, he greets everyone by saying, "Hello, saints," right? We are all saints as we strive to do God's work. Over here on our table, we have little remembrances of the saints in our lives, those people who we have lost. We've got pictures. We've got Moses' baseball cap. We've got all kinds of little mementos. Why is it important to remember our saints? Why is it important to think about the saints that have come before us? It's because these are the people who shape us into who we are. These are the people who have taught us in many ways how to follow Christ or how to survive in this world, taught us that we are loved. This week we're going to be celebrating Veterans Day, which is along a similar theme as we celebrate those who have served our country. We also kind of mix that with Memorial Day and remember those who we have lost. But why does it matter? Does it matter to everyone? I think it does. I think that there is a universal experience that comes with mourning, a universality that pulls us all together. My hope is that those who mourn, that we find joy. Preparing the litany that you'll hear before communion today, where we sing the names of those we have lost that we remember, was especially difficult this year. We had so many names that I was terrified that I would forget someone. We've done 8 funerals in this church this year. That is a lot. Some of them were people who were loosely connected to us, and some of them were people who were at the very core of who we are as MCC Tampa. What event have we been to since losing Mo that we have not missed the flash of her camera and her smiling presence? We love our saints. And someone who is a saint to me might not be a saint to you, and that's okay. Because who we meet on our journey, who we meet in person, who raises us, as well as those we meet in the pages of books, those we are inspired by, become our saints and teach us how to be us. So we return to the Gospel of Luke and think about Jesus' words as he says, "Here are some blessings, and here are the things, woe to you if you are these things." Because saints are complicated. That's the awesome thing about saints. As Kathy said during the children's message, it's the people who teach us to be like God or strive to do so, strive to live that way. We have these two pairings of text because we need the curses, the woe to you. It may seem strange to put the idea of a curse. It's not like a hex, but a curse on those coming from the mouth of the one who came to teach us about love. But teaching about love is not always sunshine and rainbows and hugs. Teaching about love is calling people out when they're not doing the right thing, when they're not doing the thing that serves love. That's really how we teach about love. And if the words that you heard in the reading today make you uncomfortable, then that only means one thing. It means that you were paying attention to the reading. It should make you uncomfortable. It's okay to be uncomfortable. It's great to be uncomfortable. It's important because all of us experience privilege in some way. And it's not wrong to have money. It's not wrong to have food. It's not wrong to be comfortable. Those things are not wrong. But the more comfortable we are, the harder it is to identify with the struggle of others. Because struggle teaches us empathy. And if you have not struggled, then it is much, much harder to understand those who do struggle. And it's harder to understand this person, this divine creation of Christ who came to bring good news to the poor. And all of us are poor in some way, every one of us. Even if you have never lacked money, there are ways that we all can relate to poverty. Because we are all missing things that we need. We have all felt discomfort. And it is important to stay in that place and understand that discomfort because it allows us to understand those whose discomfort is much greater than ours. Bringing discomfort into our lives and into the lives of anyone who is comfortable creates room for transformation. This is why if you live a life of total luxury and comfort all the time and every single thing you've ever wanted is given to you, it's hard to not be a brat. You know? We all know those kids, right? That have never heard the word no, that are just spoiled. And that doesn't make them bad people. That makes them people who are not familiar with discomfort. So having money, comfort, power, all of these things are not inherently sinful. But lacking empathy, lacking love, lacking the desire to help others is where we go wrong. That's where the cracks happen and that sinful influence gets into our being. If you have never wept, it is much harder for you to know Christ as the Christ who wept. It is hard to understand human beings and human tears if you have never cried. If you think having a nicer car will make you happy, that doesn't make you a bad person. It just means that you're a person who will ultimately be disappointed because cars are ephemeral. Cars are those things that aren't lasting. Material possessions aren't where true happiness lives. Christ calls us to a happiness that is permanent and lasting. A happiness that can only be achieved in one way. And that way is love. That way is treating our beloveds with kindness, compassion, love, and respect. The happiness that the people in these pictures, the people who owned these objects, feel now is a happiness that we can't understand yet. But we will. Oscar Romero tells us something powerful about Christianity. He tells us that he wishes that he could engrave this idea on our hearts, that Christianity is not a collection of truths, of laws, of prohibitions. He tells us that all those things that make Christianity unpleasant, that's not what Christianity is. Christianity is Christ. Christianity is this messenger who came to teach us not about stuff, not even about laws and rules, but about love. This gospel text can connect us to Christ. Christ was poor. Christ was hungry. Christ wept. And we will too. We all experience these things. But that is not the end of the story. This passage in the scripture, the woe to you bits. These are actually proactive spiritual disciplines. These are ethical imperatives that tell us how to be. We are blessed in Christ, and we are a blessing to others. Do you understand that? We are blessed in Christ, and we are to bless others. We are to set ourselves aside, set aside our fears, our anxieties, our bills, and all of these things, and be a blessing to others. That doesn't mean that we don't still have the fears and the anxieties and we don't still have to pay the bills, because we do. But what if we do all of those things and we pray for those who seek to harm us? What if we pray for those who set themselves against us? What if we offer love instead of retribution? This is a tough week if you own a television, a computer, a phone, or any other way of communicating with other human beings. Amen. I try very hard to not get into the political debates, period. And it's not just because I'm a pastor. It's because I want to honor where people are coming from. And I even got into it this morning on Facebook on the way to church. I did. You know, and it wasn't actually about a particular political candidate or anything, but it was not me being my best. So we all do it. And the tension in this country is so high. The divisiveness and the anger is so high. And I know a lot of people are unfriending people on Facebook. But it's not in this moment about the issues. Let's set that aside. Let's first of all not assume we all agree, because not everyone in this room agrees. But everyone in this room has some kind of opinion. And let's just set it aside for now. Let's start at love. Let's start at loving each other no matter what. And suddenly those arguments on Facebook hurt a little bit less. And the struggles that we are going through, maybe in that moment, we can understand each other better. When you feel so hurt and angry because someone who you love said something nasty on Facebook, what if for just a moment you could suspend the anger and instead focus on the feeling inside of you, and then you can understand hurt a little bit more? And that is what Jesus is talking about in this passage. That we are blessed when we are hurt, not because we deserve to be hurt, but because when we are hurt, we can understand human beings better. I, of course, have my opinions, and I care who wins the election and all of that, but what I care about more is you. I care about the connections and the relationships in this room and the connections and relationships that each of you have in your lives and how those are being impacted this week. On All Saints Day, let's remember those who came before us. Let's remember that the people who are our saints don't agree with us necessarily on everything. Let me just tell you, Andrew and Nikki Hero, my grandparents, God bless them. I will admit, as much as I miss them every day, I'm a little bit glad that we are not talking politics right now. Mm-hmm. Yep. But the love matters more than the politics. Please remember that. Remember that on Tuesday. Remember that as we are each hoping for the things that we are hoping for. The love matters the most. That is what Christ came to teach us. Do not let politics divide us to the point that it destroys our Christian sense of character. Pray for those who persecute you, whether it's about the election or something else. Because being blessed is not only about being happy. And if someone is making you miserable in your life, pray for that person. Pray for healing in their lives and yours. Because happiness is about living into a fullness that the saints before us understand. We can bring that fullness that they experience in the other realm to this realm. We can bring true happiness, even if we don't fully understand it, because we have the power to treat each other well. Amen.